Well, the Kamalnath government in Madhya Pradesh has collapsed. He's resigned before a vote in the state assembly. Our question, power-hungry Maharaja, in other words, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, or is the Congress responsible for its MP loss? Joining us now, Jayawardhan Singh, MLA of the Congress in Madhya Pradesh and Desh Ratan Nigam as well. Jayawardhan, what about everything which was said earlier on that all of the MLAs who were in Bengaluru were there against their wishes, that they were not going, they were, that if they were given their freedom, had they not been hijacked, then they'd all come back and work with the Congress once again. But then why did Kamalnath then resign?
Well, whatever has happened is, of course, unfortunate, not only for the Congress, but I think also for the people of Madhya Pradesh, because they didn't vote for 22 MLAs who would then, within 15 months, resign or be pushed to resign. And like we said from the first day, we stand by it even today, that those 22 MLAs were misled to Karnataka, to Bangalore, and there was so much security there. There were three layers of security, whether it was the Karnataka police, whether it was the BJP people, and people beyond that, that no one could enter. Their phones were all taken away, to the extent that you all saw in the media a couple of days ago, when Digvijay Singh ji had gone to Bangalore, even he couldn't meet them. So this sort of politics, I think, is unfortunate, which is happening in today in India. But you know, it's we'll still fight it out. You know, there's a lot of time left.
Okay.
You
believe you'll fight it out, Deshnath and Nigam. It's been said over there that one way or the other, that these MLAs were hijacked. They were in Bengaluru against their will. And yes, the government has fallen, but nothing takes away from that reality, is what Jayawardhan says. How would you respond to that?
See, the fact is, let us take what has happened in the Supreme Court. Their counsel, Maninder Singh, the senior advocate, clearly said, and that is, a lawyer speaks on the instructions of his client, that they have been there on their own free will and volition. So matter ends there, and that is why their resignations were accepted by the speaker. I think that reality cannot be lost on anybody. Now let us go on to certain admitted facts. There was a fractured mandate in Madhya Pradesh Assembly, leading to hung assembly where BJP got more votes. So there was always a state of flux and nebulousness, and that cannot be denied. And nor can be, you know, overlooked by anybody, whether in the Congress or the BJP. Second is the issue of, you know, the pathetic state of affairs in the Congress, in the central leadership, where they can't even find a, you know, precedent for themselves. They can't even look beyond the three members of the Sonia family. And there the upcoming young leaders are feeling very suffocated, and they would obviously like to, go to a place where they can, you know, use their talent. I'm not saying that Congress does not have talented people. They have, but they are feeling very suffocated.
No,
a party that cannot even find a precedent.
But Mr. Deshnath and Nigam, is the solution to what you are saying breaking the party, breaking the government? Is that doing something which is against the mandate of the people, right? Is that something in anybody's interest? Is that in the interest of our democracy?
Let me answer you. The party was broken by the members of the Congress party, who were the MLAs, who did not have confidence in Kamalnath. And therefore, the question of confidence of the house was there. And this is how the democracy functions. This is how the constitution mandates. Nothing has been done illegally. And if you, the drama that went out unnecessarily, you know, prolonged the agony for the Congress.
Okay.
They knew that they have gone there on their own free will and volition, but still continued unnecessarily. Even in the Supreme Court, they were trying to, you know, tell the whole world that they have been kidnapped.
Okay, just one second.
If somebody gets kidnapped, I think the first solution is to file an FIR.
All right, okay. One moment, Jayawardhan, reply to that, and also to the larger issue of where is your leadership now? How could a situation like Jyotiraditya Sindhya quitting the party, one of your foremost leaders, be something that the party's top leadership seem to be unaware of?
See, if all 22 had an issue, it would be a different subject altogether. But the whole point even today is that for one person's selfish needs, this entire thing has happened. And let me tell you, in the last 15 months, Kamal Nath ji did whatever was asked of him from Sindhia ji, to the extent that if one person has 8 cabinet ministers of his liking in the government and a number of postings, a number of works being done as per his wishes, I don't know what was missing. Of course, we don't have the government in the center. He was offered deputy CM, he was offered PCC president, he was offered Rajya Sabha. But I guess, with us not having the government in the center, that was what he was looking for. So that's the first issue. The second issue is
the issue of leadership.
In terms of what Mr. Nigam said with the lawyers. See, leadership has always been there in the Congress. It's there even today. But I'll say it again. It wasn't because of leadership. It was because of one person's whims and fancies and whatever he wanted. Maybe in the short run, he may benefit. But I think in the long run, it's a big mistake that he's made.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank both of you very much for joining us one way or the other. The Congress Party will really have to look deeply about how a government which it formed in Madhya Pradesh after 15 years of not being in power, they've lost once again.